day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Want to grow hemp in 2019? Herbs Hemp Farm wants to help you succeed. They're Oklahoma's oldest and largest family-owned wholesale greenhouse, and they were one of the first hemp producers in Oklahoma when state law established the pilot program. Now, hemp is federally legal because of the 2018 farm law, and Herbs can provide you quality plants to help you start your first hemp crop. They're taking orders for 2019 production now. Learn more by emailing info@herbsherbs.com or go to their website, www.herbsherbs.com.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you'll have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Strong early week losses have quickly developed throughout all livestock trade, with traders pulling away from previous gains seen last week. Concerns of growing beef supplies and uncertain China demand have sparked triple-digit losses today. May corn futures about 1¾ cents lower. Stock markets were mixed today in light trade. The Dow Jones 29 points lower, NASDAQ up 7 points. Over in live cattle today, strong weakness in feeder cattle futures and general pressure in most commodity markets has added to softness in live cattle trade here today. June futures leading the complex lower with a $1.55 per hundredweight loss as traders adjusted to larger than expected cattle on feed as of April 1st. This continues to create concerns that additional market weakness may develop over the next few trading sessions. Show list distribution and inventory taking the extent of trade today as bids and asking prices not expected until midweek or later in most areas. Box beef cutouts today higher, up $1.46 in select and up 98 cents per hundredweight in choice with light movement of 34 total loads. Over in feeder cattle, strong triple digit pressure quickly moving throughout the feeder cattle trade, with October through January futures leading the market lower with $2.30 to $2.50 per hundredweight losses. Meanwhile, today grains were lower with corn trade 2 to 3 cents lower. Soybean trade 1 to 2 cents lower today, with trade following the corn and wheat trade after some early light positive trade. Meal was flat to $1 lower and oil unchanged. Wheat trade meanwhile was 6 to 8 cents lower today, with fund selling still dominating in the absence of fresh positive news. Europe and the Black Sea area will be watched closely for further rains, with a mixed start to the year overall and harboring no major concerns currently. At the same time, the U.S. High Plains look wet for Oklahoma and Texas, with Kansas seeing a generally drier tint and the North more open for progress this week.
That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.